We're going to turn now to the impact of the shutdown on a specific function of the government, cybersecurity. More than half of employees at two federal agencies tasked with cybersecurity are currently furloughed. Does that make the U.S. a sitting duck for hackers? Let's ask Michael Daniel, the president and CEO of the Cyber Threat Alliance. He's also a former cybersecurity coordinator for the White House and is on the line from Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
So, Michael, with some of these folks staying at home, others are working extra hours without pay. What is the state of our cybersecurity right now?
Well, overall, it's certainly weaker than it would be if the government were open. I certainly don't have any concerns about the Department of Homeland Security's ability to respond to a, you know, major crisis if one occurred, or, you know, the FBI is still continuing to investigate cybercrime. But undoubtedly, as the shutdown goes on, it's eroding our overall cybersecurity.
There are lots of companies, private companies in the United States that rely on the federal government for cybersecurity. What impact is that having for other tech companies or even online businesses?
Well, I think it's one of those sort of classic things with a lot of government functions like this, right? In the immediate sort of day-to-day, you're probably not going to see a huge impact. But over time, you're certainly going to see an erosion of any sort of forward progress on, you know, new policy, and you're going to see steady sort of erosion of capability, and you're just going to lose time. You know, there's probably, for example, there's probably not as much work going into sort of researching, doing long-term research and long-term tracking of major threat groups, for example, and developing new understandings of what the adversaries are doing in cyberspace. So once the government finally comes back online, we're going to have to play catch up in that sense. So undoubtedly, the shutdown is causing us to lose some ground.
What are some of the long-term consequences to this beyond the personnel issues? I mean, we've heard about scientists, for example, who aren't able to present at certain conferences. There are federal workers whose research has slowed down. What is sort of the consequence beyond personnel?
Sure. So, I mean, you could imagine that, you know, for example, during the shutdown in 2013, our ability to send people to international meetings, like where there would be gatherings of, you know, government-to-government meetings between, like, our major partners to coordinate activities. The number of people that we could send to those were severely restricted, and it impacted our ability to, you know, conduct those activities. So that, you could easily see that occurring. You know, similarly, you know, if you had people that were going to publish research papers just like scientists, that could be impacted as well. And then just sort of the, you know, in this area, the, you know, competition with the private sector is already pretty high in terms of salary. And so if you have a shutdown deterring people from wanting to work for the federal government, that's not good in terms of, you know, the long-term ability of the federal government to recruit cybersecurity expertise.
What about the fact that some of these employees might decide to leave the public sector for good after this? We do see federal employees across the board who are trying to figure out ways for a temporary economic fix here until they wait to see what happens. But I'm assuming that there will be folks who are just disincentivized, if you will, to continue working for the federal government. Is that a concern?
Absolutely. The cybersecurity area, right, is very, like a lot of tech sectors, it's very well compensated in the private sector. It's difficult for the federal government to compete on salary alone. The federal government's competitive edge in cybersecurity is the mission, the ability to do things that you can't do in the private sector and have that sense of mission. And if that sense of mission is eroded because people feel like that mission isn't being taken seriously, they aren't being treated well, and they still can't make ends meet, then yes, they're going to seek employment elsewhere, and that would be really tough for the federal government, because we certainly need cybersecurity expertise in the private sector. We're short of that in the private sector, but we definitely need it in the public sector as well.
Michael Daniel heads the industry group, the Cyber Threat Alliance. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.